This week's parsha, parshas Vayakel, was one of the parshas in the Mishkan. As it says, Vayomer Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, Rukara Hashem Hashem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'Matthew Yehuda. That Betzalel was called upon by Yimalei Yosef Ruch Alokim Chochma v'Svuno v'Das v'Chol Malacha. He had special wisdom that Saul had to build the Mishkan. So there's a famous Gemara in Brachos on page 3. And many people have discussed this Gemara, what it means. And I'd like to share a chat with you of the Yaros Devash in this Gemara and try to bring it down to practical relevance. Even though the chat of the Yaros Devash might sound a little esoteric, but the idea behind it, the principle that he's going to derive from this chat, is very relevant. So let's see the Gemara in Brachos on Nunhei. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Yonason, Betzalel al Shem Chochmoso Nikra. And Betzalel was called that, Betzalel, as we'll see, Betzalel is Betzel Kel. Betzalel is in the shade of God, meaning he's close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has special chokhmah that other people didn't have. So what was the chokhmah? Bishasha Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Leit Emor Lo LeBetzalel Aseh Li Mishkan Aron VeKelim. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, tell Betzalel to make the Mishkan, to make the building, the Aron, right, the Aron, and the other Kelim. So Halach Moshe, the Hafach. Moshe changed the order. The Amarlo Aseh Aron, the Kelim Umishka. He changed the order. He said, first make the Aron, right? The structure that's going to hold the Luchos, the Aron, and then the other Kelim, and then the building, the Mishkan. So Amarlo Moshe Rabbeinu. So Betzalel said to him, but isn't the normal thing that first you build the house, and then first you buy the house, and then you put the things inside the house? Right? Moshe's saying, get the bed. It's like somebody's going to get his bed, he's going to get his thing, he's going to have all these things, and then he'll build the house. The Minhag Shel Olam is first build the house, and then you'll get to build the things that are going to be inside the house. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mahapet the Seder. He said, no, first build the Aron, and then the other Kelim, and then build the building, the Mishkan. And Betzalel says, but that's not Minhag Shel Olam. The Kelim that I'm going to build, if you tell me to build the Kelim first, and then the Mishkan, where am I going to put them? So you must be mistaken, Saul says to Moshe. Maybe, are you sure that that's what God said? That you should make the Kelim first and then the Aron? Maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you reversed the order. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu really told you first to build the Mishkan and then the Aron and Kelim. So Amar Lo, Moshe says, Shema Betzel Kel Hayisav Yadata. That Taka, maybe you're right. Maybe what you said is right. Maybe that you are in God's shade. And you had a certain wisdom of God that you had this knowledge and you corrected me correctly. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe's masking. That I made a mistake. That I said to do Aron Mishkan, Aron Kelim Mishkan, but really HaKadosh Baruch Hu says build the Mishkan first and then the Aron. So that was the machlokas between Bezalel and Moshe, and ultimately Moshe Rabbeinu was masking the Bezalel. That Bezalel was a Bezalel. Hashem said, you have the extra chokhmah, Moshe said to Bezalel. You were Bezalel Kel. So you got it right, and maybe I got it, I earned. And of course, on a superficial level, this seems to be very trivial, very mundane, like child stuff. You know, what is it? You build the building first, you put the gate. You know, it seems to be. So the Aras Devash wants to give a much more sophisticated explanation of what they were arguing on. What Moshe Rabbeinu says to make the kelim first and then the building. Bezalel says make the building first and then the kelim. And ultimately, Moshe Rabbeinu is masking to Bezalel that you were Bezalel Kel, so you got it right and I got it wrong. So what are they arguing? What's the issue? So the Aras Devash on page 4 says, "Im ki dover ze emes yeshul tam." He called him to Mishkan Kodim Ba'aro. He said, "Tommy Klipa Kodim Lepri." In other words, whenever you have something, you always have to have the Aras Shalmi first. Because whenever you have something, it's always important that there be a shmira for whatever you're going to have. And now he says in a little esoteric way, which again, don't get converted just as a little esoteric, because the principle is what's going to be important here. In the pool of money, so many children are created. The teacher was always told him to be why, but how the money in the Bali Sarah goes on. But you're always afraid that something looks physical or metaphysical is going to attack or hurt whatever you have. So therefore you have the outer structure, which is the shomer first, and then you have the other thing. And whatever is more precious you make later, because this way you'll have a place to already protect it. Again, protect it physically from robbers, or protect it, what he talks about in a more esoteric way, protecting it from some kokos, hatumba, etc. Tishonim are like these outer forces. You don't exactly know what they are. There's some metaphysical, like shading type of thing. So he says that Bismana is there when you make something of Kedusha, you have to be afraid that these outer forces are going to attack. So first build the outer structure of Shmira, and then build the aura, build the Kedusha. On a Lazi Lavo, Shaloya Ruach Tula Ba'aretz, but Lazi Lavo, things are going to change. You have three Odin Lakmikwa. Lots in Lobo, you don't have to have the shoulder first. You can have the three, the Dover, the Aram, the Kedusha first, and then you can put the outer shoulder. But this man is dead, it is Tumma, Ba'olam, so first you have to have the outer shomer, and then you can build the thing inside, and already once it's built, you'll put it inside its shomer. Ulakat kosta hekiva v'tzoncha etzion, tivna chomot Yushalayim. That loss in Lavo, the chomot Yushalayim are going to be the last thing that's going to be built. Because you don't need the Shmira, because there's not going to be that Kokos HaTumah. So therefore, you don't have to build the Kokos. It's going to be a Kibur of your Tumah at Tzion. At Tzion, the city of Yerushalayim is going to be built. And then, Tzion of Yerushalayim. He says the machlokes between Moshe and Bezalel was, have we reached this time in history, which he calls the Shash HaTikun, the Shah Lofi Lava, what he called Mashiach time, or whatever, the ultimate Yeshua, where all the Kochas Adumah are going to dissipate, and therefore it's not going to be necessary to build the Choma first and then put it inside. So it's not going to be necessary to build the Mishkan and then the Aron, but you can have the Aron first and then the Mishkan, because those Kochos Adumah are not going to be there. So Moshe thought, Ki Moshe Yachoshek Vahigia Eish HaTikun, Ki Ve'emes Iu Lokotu Yisrael Yav Moshe Bol Arts. That's what it says in all the Svarim. While Yisrael wouldn't have sinned, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beit HaMikdash, and that would have been it. That would have been the ultimate Yeshua. And Moshe thought that that's what's going to happen now. So that's what Moshe said. You don't have to worry about the Kochos HaKitonim. It's already his Zman HaTikun. He says, so we're already at that time, and for care, if you don't need the Kochos HaKitzonim, so it would be better first to work out the Dover, the Chashuva thing first, if you're not concerned about the Shmira. So Lossi Lovo, we're not concerned about the Shmira, because all the Kochos HaTumah and whatever evil forces there are won't be there. So you can build so that's what Moshe thought, that that's what we're holding now. So build the arm first, build the payment first, and then build the Choma. There was a principle, he agreed with Moshe. You see, the point here, this is going to be the Yisod of the Shia thing, is you can have two things that are right. But certain thing is right for a certain time, and another thing is right for another time. It's not that one thing is right and one thing is wrong. The question is, as we throw Dover Be'ito Mato, this, what is the right hand hug of for now? But we're holding by the Whereas Bezalel said no. Bezalel realized that Moshe's going to die, and it's not going to happen now. Bezalel, he says, Moshe yomos lo ya'olam ha'tikun ad ba'vonos. And that's why Bezalel said no. You have to first put on the shomer and then the kri. But how we show Mishka Lakakak came. So that was the machlokes. And then the second column, Omer Moshe, Shishaiti Vasher Osa, Ki Betzel Elokim Hayisa. He says, you're right, you and Betzel Elokim, Yadat Ki Eda Dain Zman HaTikun. But I say to Rabban, Oli, Sidna Netzach Lekibna. So that's how the Yaris Kavash explains at a very deeper level what the machlokas was. Was this the right? What's the hanhaga for now? Both hanhagas are true hanhagas, but the question is, what is the proper hanhaga for this time? A person could, in life, be ready to do a certain thing at a certain time. He's ready. When is he ready to go to work? When is he ready to start dating? When is he ready to get married? When is he ready to? These are true hanhagas. The question is, when is the proper time to eat hanhaga? And that is a fundamental thing. That the right thing could be right, but only not now, and 2 years from now. For certain things now, and definitely not 2 years from now. So the kunst in life is to be able to be like the Betzala, to know, to be Betzel Kel, to be able to have that intuition. And sometimes you don't always have it on your own. You need someone with chokmah to be able to tell you what's the proper on hanhaga. Yeah, it's important to learn, it's important to work, and when's the time to do this on hanhaga, when's the time to do that on hanhaga. So that is the machlokas. Are we at this time? Moshe says we're at this man of Ikun. So therefore, that's what we do now. And later on, that's what we do now. Bezalel says we're not holding my hair. This is not the hanhaga for now. That hanhaga will come. There will be a time that is heitiva b'tzuche et zion, and then tivnoch in Yisrael, but not yet. We're not holding by that yet. And then he says beautifully, uvezeh inyan. He explains the pesukim and tehillim. Efshar lefarsh pesukim tehillim. Take a look. I have this in page 5. He says, "Eten shnas la'av einai la'fapa tnuma and emsa mokum la'shem mishkanos la'vir Yaakov v'neishim ruah be'frosha mitzuru b'steyar." So look how he teaches the pesukim. As there in Epshel Lepharsh Pesukim Tehillim of David HaMelech Alav Hashalom Ba'omro Im Eten Shnas La'enai Ad Emsa Mokom La'Shem Mishkinos La'vir Yaakov Behainu Kedas Moshe. So as we thought, we should follow Moshe. We should have Mokom La'Shem Lasot Chila Oron Shum Mokom La'Shem. The Oron is where the Shechina was. So that's Mokom La'Shem. And then the Mishkinos La'vir Yaakov. V'chakach HaMishkan Mishkan La'vir Yaakov Omram Omar Kirisi ani toa. So David HaMelech is saying no. Hineishim manua beefrosa. Ratzalomer betzalel sheyem mizera efros kano the mizera Yehuda and nikraim efrosim. But we heard from betzalel shmeru beefrosa that we're not holding yet by that. Gam benoshal Miriam and nikraim efros. Vegam shem mitzanua came the tevim steyar shetamid hashomer kordim lepri. In kain roi lios mimikdash Hashem lukache harashdi davol gishtachot avachakach nishtacha velahadom raguav. First we should build the building, and then we should have the Aron, which is the Chadom Raglai, which is like the stool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I knew Sha'osach Mitzalel Ki Nochon Ito Ki Atev Maskim Im. And that's a very big yisod is to know. And again, it's not always clear. Again, like certain times, the person could be doing something. He was dating somebody, and that wasn't the right thing at that point. But it could be the same person, shaykh for him 2 years later. It could be that, in other words, it could be not. But it could be that same person might be the right person for him later. It just this wasn't the proper time. And so that's the ikur of the word over here is to know that what Moshe was said is emes, and what Bezalel said is emes. They were both true, but the truth was for that. What was the right thing for now? This is Moses' thing is true for a future time, but Bezalel's thing is the thing that Hanhogin that you have to do now. And Moshe was masking that Bezalel Kel, you had that intuition, you had that understanding that this is not the time. He's not saying that I was wrong and you were right. That Bezalel had the Bezalel Kel that this is not this man Tikvah now. So now you have to do first, and you still need this Kochas Atuma still there. You still need the Mishkan first, and then the inside. The same idea reminded me of a word I saw many years ago from Rav Moshe Wolfson with Mashkiach and Torah V'Das. I saw many years ago. He said over a shot in the Gemara Brachas. You know the famous Gemara Brachas about Tfilas Arvis Rishus Achova. And this was like a big machlokis, right? Between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Gamliel said, Davening Marav is a chova, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's only Rishus. Right? And there's a whole story. Maisa b'talmid echad, Shabbal of Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, Tzvil Sar is Rishus, a chova, and he says Rishus. And then Rabbi Gamliel says, it's a chova, and then he said, well, didn't Rabbi Yeshua say it's Rishus? truth. So then they had a whole fight, and he made him stand up, right? Rav Gamliel said, the whole major fight here, right? A major like scene was made in the Beis Medrash that Rav Yehoshua was arguing with Rav Gamliel about whether Tfilas Arvis was just Tfilas Arvis Chova, and he said, Amor Rav Lecha, right? And based on this, they deposed, you know, Rav Gamliel. They would impeach him, and then they decided that. You know, 1 week he'll go, 1 3 weeks he'll go, right? It was a whole, whole Gemara, right? The famous Agatha and the Sefer's Brachos. So what was this idea? It's such a strange thing. Marv is important, but, you know, like such a big fight they had about Tfilas Arvis Rishus, that they were going to impeach him because he made a whole big deal, right? That, right, you know the story that he made, you got to stand up and you hold. So he explains, I'm not going to see it inside now, but you'll look here on page 8, 9, and 10 in Rav Wolfson's 8, 9, 10, 11 in Rav Wolfson's Sefer. He says that the idea being that why is Tfilas Arvis Rishus? He says because the Tfilas are connected to Avos. Avraham is, and it's also connected to the Batei Mikdash. That the first Beis Hamikdash is connected to Chakras, the second Beis Hamikdash is connected to Mitzvah. And the Hashpa'ah that we have on this first Beis Hamikdash is possible. The first Beis Hamikdash is already here. The second Beis Hamikdash is already here. So those things are here. The question is, Mariv, we don't have Chova yet. Because why? Because we didn't have the third Beis Hamikdash. So the Hashpa'ah of the third Beis Hamikdash wasn't Ba'olam yet. So we didn't have the Chova of it. But Rabbi Gamliel wanted to say that he thinks now is this. This is the man that we have to. It's the time for the third Beis Hamikdash, so we have to paskin for Beis Din Shalmata that it's Chova that will hasten the Geula. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's not the time yet. He doesn't think it's the time yet. It's not the time for the Beis Hamikdash yet. So he doesn't feel that it's. If Hashem's Baruch Hu wants to bring it, he can bring it. All Yom Hakatalo. He doesn't think that that's our abode now to paskin that it's. You know, and that was a similar type of idea. You can read it more in depth in the four pages I xeroxed it. So getting back to this idea of whether, you know, the proper thing at the proper time, and that's so important, because even though two things are true, but if you do the, you know, like your kind loves the, you know, he had, you know, kindness of the Hasidim, and they were not being asked to this man, but the proper thing, but not at the proper time, and he compares it to, like, the, you know, eating matzah on Sukkot time, and, you know, that idea. But it's an important thing. Okay, we're not discussing that issue. But Dover Begito Mato. You can have a good thing, but if it's not in the proper time, so that's not a good thing. That takes away all the goodness. And that's Gumba, the Machlok is one of the Tzal and Tzal and Moshe. Then the Gemara on Yuma, page 12 here. It says, Amar of Kachina, Mishosha Yisrael Olam L'Regel. So, Klal Yisrael would be Olam L'Regel. Megalgal Elohim as a Parochas. They would roll up the Parochas. Marin Elohim as a Kruvim. That they would show the Kruvim, right? The two Kruvim on the Aron, they would show it to the Olay Regal. Right, that would be like the Klal Yisrael learned the Leil L'Regel. That was one of the things that was one of the perks that they were given, that they were shown the group. That there was an Isser, and the Levian who carried the Mishkan, but they were not allowed to see the Kalim until they were put in the bags. The Kohanim put them in the bags, and then the Levian comes. Well, you put them in, well, you didn't look at the horror of the Kruvim. It hurt to have to be put in the bags, but what do you mean that they showed it to the whole lady of gold? So, the Gemara answers, Master Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yudam, Rav Shas, HaKnaf, Kalim, Narkishlem, Amar Rav Nachman, Basel the Chalak called Machi with Beis Abiyah Snuah Mibala came in Shabbosel the Beis Kamiya Eina Snuah Mibala. And there's a difference. When Bali Yisrael were in the Midbar, that was like the engagement time. That was like before they were married. So then when the Chassan Akala can't have that same Korba,
before they married, when the cow was still in her father's home, the husband and cow don't have that relationship yet. They're engaged, they don't have that. But once the time that they submit this, they're already considered like married. Like Rashi explained, they're considered married to a Kodesh Baruch Hu already. So then that intimacy is permissible. So the whole thing changed. It was, in other words, one thing was for one time. In the midbar, it was long. They came here as a kisser. You couldn't see the kruvim. If all as a Polish relation, you would be high in Lisa maps if you would see them. But afterwards was a different hanhaga. See, two things could be right, but for different times. For different times. And says the Yaros Dvas on page 13, he thinks that was the whole machlokus between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. He means, that was always Korach. He caught Hashem to Easter of Bumbles, becomes their basic Kabbalah of Klikos, Sariq Lavad Hashem Batsneir, the Bais Miyukhul Mishuma. In other words, the time that there was an Isra Bamos, that all the Avodah was in the Beis HaMikdash. So of course, everything was done in the Beis HaMikdash, you had to have a Kohen. But he says, Lost in Lavo, when the Bamos is going to be recovered from local art for Hashem. In Tarkov called Shacham, when he called the Bama, Tarkov said, by real people, not by reason. And this is the time that the Kedusha is going to be throughout the whole land. So it's not going to be something private anymore. It's going to be, so therefore it's nothing to do only with Kohanim. We call that the Kulav Kedoshim. Because with Mana Tikun, it's not going to be Malokalar Kivaldo. It's not going to be something that's Miyuchad to a certain Makum. And Rumela, he thought that was already this Mana Tikun, and again, a similar type of idea. And that's what the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei. Simcha le'ish v'mana piv, v'dover v'ito makom. So look at the Metzudas David, he explains, Simcha le'ish, kol ish yisamach v'imrei piv. You know, a person likes to speak, he likes to hear, you know, say things, yuntak lo atzis napsha. He likes to what he has to say. A person likes to hear what he has to say. Valdover v'ito makom, ratzolomer, afim lo ya atzis napsha beheskel, v'af in Kitzlich ve'etahi b'dover kiyotzebo. Even though a person has good ideas, and maybe this is a good idea, he was Kitzlich in the past, ain't called Ethan Shabbos. Ulaya yotzeb yibu ba'ozno loymor lo es atalatos kadosh. He says, it's true, you have good things to say, but sometimes you need advisors to tell you whether this is the proper time to implement this particular idea. And Dover Vito Mato. And Dover Vito. Everything in its time that is good. If it's not in the proper time, it's not good. And that's what the Rabbeinu Bechayim has in the Hakdamah of Parshas Hazriya. He discusses this. And he discusses it also in terms of speaking. In other words, you have things to speak about, but some things you talk in learning, but sometimes it's not appropriate to talk in learning. You're in a Beis Avel, so one thing is appropriate. You're in a Beis Simcha, another thing is appropriate. Even though you have a lot of good things to say, but a good thing is not necessarily for right now. In other words, so, good song is a good thing, but that's not an appropriate phrase. Because now he's in the Beis Avel, or vice versa. So it has to be Dover Be'ito Mato. In it, Hilchos Pesach for Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres Vatzeres, but not Hilchos Sukkah for Pesach. Something can be good, but if it's not Dover B'ito, then there's going to be a problem. That's the key. Dover B'ito, not Dover. In other words, something might be good, it might be a good thing to learn about yoga. But that doesn't necessarily, at this point, when a fellow's in yeshiva, maybe that's not the right thing. Maybe it's for a different time in his life. Maybe it's never, maybe it's not. Maybe some people, it is good when they're in yeshiva. But you have to have an eitzah to know what's, that yoga could be good for you, but maybe 10 years from now, maybe not, or maybe now. It depends on who, depends on what. These are good things, but the key is, don't be equal to know if this is man for this particular hunger. And you have to have intuition, and you have to have chokmah, and sometimes you have to have somebody who has intuition and has etza, who's a Baal etza, to help along to try to understand, is this the time for this particular anhaga? Is this for me a davar be'ito or not? Because this is a good thing, but maybe it's not a good thing now. Maybe it'll be a good thing 2 years from now. Maybe it is a good thing now. So that's the key. That's the chokmah of Bitsala. To know davar be'ito mato. And I just happened to see the draw of this pasuk. He says, the Gemara says that we should also the same thing. Since the Petah and Petah, the Petah, the Petah says, we should talk to local Indians. Except for one thing, from page 17. Second one, not later, but after Lomar, he told Lomar, because it took them to go up Nefesh, and then the Gemara says that if someone has to ask you about Pikuach Nefesh, when the Shaila comes, then it's good. But if you're a Tzadik, you're the Rabbi considered like a Shofet Gadol, or a Rabbuna, because he should have called the people from before. So Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, you should teach Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh when it's not Nogea, because that's even, well, the only way to know Nogea is to start teaching Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh. Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, around Pesach, time, 30 days before, you can even Hilchos Pesach. You do Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, or around Pesach, time, 30 days before, you can even Hilchos Pesach. You do Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, around Pesach, time, 30 days before, you can even Hilchos Pesach. You do Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, around Pesach, time, 30 days before, you can even Hilch here. He has another shot about the... about the machlokas between the Moshe and the Tzala. But when did Moshe take off? You know, it's funny, we read Chumash, you know, with the salt that came out the right way. You start with a little kid and then with a snack, right? He's 80. He's 80 years old, and that's when he heard, you think, you talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, you think, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was right out of sleep, 25, whatever he was, he's already the man. No, this is when he's 80. This is when he's 80. Moshe Rabbeinu is up on the whole of Sabbath from David to Moshe Bistek Shayal Ben Shmoni Shon. On the other hand, and that was his whole thing. At first he had to work on himself, but the Tzala was different. The Tzala, look in the fourth column, the Tzala, how your head is there. Our place in Shnoni, Kumar Hayal Asabas Gvos. He, at age 13, was already reaching his pinnacle. Right? Amar Lassos Aaron Achakach Rishkan, Al the Aaron Jew Torah, Zodosha, Yicholim Lekadi Jasachmo. So it's up to the Tzotzim. In other words, the question is, should you wait to be Mekadesh Yir Eivarim first and then put in the Aron, or not? And Moshe Rabbeinu, his Hanhaga was Kidesh Kol Eivarim, Vacha Zaka, Akach Amar Lassos Mishkan Tchila, You read it, he has a whole different shadow. But the point being that what was good for Moshe Rabbeinu for Bezalel at a certain point of his life wasn't necessarily good for Moshe Rabbeinu at that point of his life. Moshe Rabbeinu took off at a different point of his life. But the key being, Rabbi Zai, is to know when
is it? Hey, people were told that see your people of all the home of Yerushalayim. What that that another? What that this another? When to know double belief of Makor? When it's the Shachar people? When it's not? Because and that was the these big machlokesim of that tore apart Moshe and Korach were on this Indian. What tore apart Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua was on this Indian, and that is everyone's personal life, and especially in this point of in your life. Where you have different decisions to make, and you have to know, you want to know when to start working, when to start dating, when to do this, what? And everyone's different. You can't say, well, he did it this way, so I do it. You're him, and he's you. And when, like the Chofetz Chaim said, when someone would ask him a shayla and hilchos Shabbos, so he would answer right away. When someone would come to him with an eitza, so he couldn't answer right away, because he said, do I know you? You know, to give an eitza, you have to understand the whole situation. Like sometimes people go for aces to people who don't even know them. Don't even know their family background and all the whole. You can't just go to the aces. You have to understand the person, understand the situation, understand the time. What's good for a certain time is not good for this time. And the chokhmah is to know where derech halimud maybe was good for 50 years ago, not good for this door. Whatever. Different hanhagas could be good, but it has to be dover be'ito. The right thing at the right time. And that's the so. And that was what they were arguing with Moshe and Bezalel. In the end, Moshe said, Bezalel, you're right. Bezalel kel ha'yisa. You had that extra ingenuity that you were close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he was megala to you that this is not the time of the tikkun, and therefore you're an Aga Mishkan first, and then Aaron. That's the tefillah. And then Hashem, we should always have siyata d'shamayim in mind to have that Bezalel kel. And we know Chazal say, if you do chesed, you Bezalel kel. You do chesed that gives you to be the Bezalel kel. It helps you with other aspects of life. We're trying to give you special siyata d'shamayim, Bali chesed. The Yalkut says of the people that are Bezalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yalkut and Rus. Right? So, or different ways. But you have to get that. You have to have that siyata d'shamayim. Because again, the right thing, it can be the right thing. But if it's in the wrong time, then it's going to be a tremendous downfall. But if it's the right thing at the right time, so then the dover be'ito mato. And again, you can't necessarily always compare yourself to somebody else, because you're you, he's him, and a Baal Eitza is someone who's able to tell you that you're him and he's you, and don't worry, because you do this at one, this thing at this time, he does this thing at another time, but that's the ingenuity that's always needed, and the siyat and the shmai to know what's a dover be'ito, and be'ez Hashem, everyone should be zocher, whatever decisions they have to make in life, they should know when the dover be'ito, when the right thing to do, the right time to do the right thing, and we should all be zocher, the siyat and the shmaya in these events.